So for those students who haven't yet been told their documentation is incomplete, they have a whole process of waiting to hear from you waiting to hear that information from you, and then actually having to send it back into you. And we're only 5 weeks from Christmas. There's 20,000 documents awaited, or students who you're waiting on information back from. I know from dealing with students that in many cases what has happened there is the students have sent the information in, but it's been lost. And they've been told by Susie that it's been lost. And despite sending full information at the first time, they've been asked to send the complete packs back in again because it hasn't been found, or Susie didn't keep a proper record of it.
Okay,
similarly,
definitely.
So that's a very serious issue, and I'm sure other TDs will have found the same situation. You mentioned that at the moment you're processing a rate of 800 per day. Up to 1,300 per day. Well, I would question that, because 2 weeks ago the figure we were given for having been processed was 18,000. Today you're telling us it's 20,350. That's only an additional 2,350 in what amounts to about 2 weeks. So I just don't see where that is the case. You're telling us as well in relation to staffing, and I might ask you to go back and maybe outline how the staffing increased over from Susie was set up in June to now, because you're telling us today that you've increased the support and review stage staff from 39 to 79.
Okay.
And you've increased...
I'm going to cut off there now.
A
few questions there.
And you've also increased those at the assessment stage from 55 to 96. Well, any responses we've had from the Minister on this has been that there's 65 staff in Susie, and that was increasing to 85. So there's something going on there whereby the Minister doesn't seem to know how many staff are actually working in Susie. And I heard him saying this morning on radio that he doesn't fully understand why the grant situation is where it's at. And just to close off, Chairperson, I'd ask you, how much engagement have you had with Minister Quinn over the previous weeks? Has Mr Quinn actually met with you? Or has he been, and I'd ask, how many times has he been in touch with you to actually see how the situation has been moving along and what exactly has been going on?